Welcome back, folks. It's episode 2. And 2 is a good number. 2 might be the last number, but here we are, number 2. Given the choice between 2 and any other real kickass number, 2 is always going to win. Even against 5, because 5 is just a stupid, upside down, retarded number 2. What a poser. Because if you have a 25, you've got some kind of a prime number, I think. But that's not the real news. The real news this week. Articles of impeachment. Yeah. Have you heard? Our Lord and Commander, Mr. Bush, has been, or in the process of having articles of impeachment right against him, which that doesn't really mean anything to most people. Most people aren't even going to realize that that even happened this week. But that's the big story, if you're really, really paying attention. It was a vegan, or vegan, or I'm not sure how you say it. I am one, personally, but for completely different reasons in that, you know, I'm not a congressperson. But in the same week, it's just kind of a smokescreen for the real fact. It's the Great Vegetable Uprising. I've always known it was going to happen. That's why I eat the shit out of as many vegetables as I possibly can. They're apt to get you, folks. The tomatoes, the red scare, the real story. Raw, red tomatoes will kill you from the inside out. They are liquefying you. They are turning your balls into mush. They are stepping on your neck and robbing you of your vital essences.
Attack of the killer tomatoes! Attack of the killer tomatoes! They'll beat you, bash you, squish you, mash you, chew you up for brunch, and finish you off for dinner or lunch. They're marching down the halls, they're crawling up the walls. They're gooey, gushy, squishy, mushy, rotten to the core. They're standing outside your door. Remember Herbert Barbage, while taking out his garbage, he turned around and he did see tomatoes hiding in his tree. Now he's just a memory. I know I'm going to miss her, but tomato ate my sister. Sacramento fell today, they're marching into San Jose. Tomatoes are on their way. On vacation, the governor's fed a nation. The police have gone on strike today. The National Guard has run away. Tomatoes will have their day. Attack of the killer tomatoes. Attack of the killer tomatoes. They'll beat you, bash you, squish you, mash you, chew you up for brunch, and finish you off for dinner or lunch. Lunch, lunch, dinner or lunch.
Son of a-
Promised of the Hillside Thickets with Marine Biologist. I think that's the name of that song. I don't really remember, but usually any song that repeats something over and over again, that's probably going to be the name. Before that, you had the Skate Nigs with Pound Sauce, a blast from the past. Remember the 90s kids? And if you don't, well, fuck you, I'm old. Got to tell you about a movie I saw the other day. It's called Fido. It's not what you think. Unless you've seen it, then it's exactly what you think. It's a zombie movie. It's about a boy and his zombie, specifically. And you just need to check it out. It's a Lionsgate movie, which is usually a pretty good sign for horror movies. This isn't necessarily a horror movie, but it's pretty freaking awesome. Carrie Ann Moss, she's in it. That's the chick that played Trinity in the Matrix movies. And Billy Connolly, if you can spot Billy Connolly right off, and you're doing better than me. It took me about 20 minutes before I realized who he was playing. Check it out. It's really good. I love zombie movies, and that's a good one. Coming up next could be whatever the hell you sent me, if you'd bother to send me anything. I understand this is just the second show, but once again, insert noise here. All one word, but don't write all one word, or what I just said. Anyway, starting over, insert noise here at yahoo.com. Pretty well would play damn near anything, barring damn near nothing. And I like to say the word damn a lot, damn.
I can say without fear of contradiction that under no circumstances and at no time has the current administration expended any public monies whatsoever for the purchase of the fluffy flower print toilet paper.
Leisure time. Did you ever stop to think how much leisure time you really have? Some of us put our leisure time to good use. And some of us, Ken Michaels, for example, spend most of our leisure time just moping.
Moping? He thinks I'm moping. Well, who wouldn't mope? There's nothing to do, nobody's around. You know how it is. I went down to the bowling alley, went over to the drugstore. None of the gang was there. All my friends are busy, so what's for me to do?
These tomatoes aren't even ripe.
That's an ode to my beautiful, beautiful Mrs. Loki Gerflugermeister, who had a run-in with the Hamilton County, what is it, Circuit Court? City Court! The cock-sucking motherfuckers, as she put it so succinctly. If you've ever used the word succinctly, ladies and gentlemen, it's only in reference to calling someone a cock-sucking motherfucker. And by the way, Mom and Dad, if you're listening, it's not me.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive, and the world turning inside out and floating around in ecstasy. Don't stop me now. Don't stop me. I'm having a good time. Dancing through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car, passing by, like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, 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 there's no stopping me. Running through the night, 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I've been traveling at the speed of light. I'm gonna make a supersonic man out of you. Don't stop me now, I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball. Don't stop me now, if you wanna have a good time, just give me a call, baby, don't stop me. I'm having a good time, don't stop me. I'm having a good time, never wanna stop at all. I am a rocket ship on my way to Mars, on a collision course. I am a satellite, I am out of control. I'm a safe machine, ready to reload, like an atom bomb. I'm gonna go, 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 go. Man,
43, sweating all to the back of my truck.
You know what you mean, Captain Hog.
My moonshine's getting warm.
You always hang around with this golden dick.
I got sand in my boots.
And I don't get no sand in that. That's where I'm at. That's the way I'm at.
That's where I dress myself. Do you see, honey?
Come on home now, honey.
For you right now.
The pigs, the
hogs. The pigs, the
hogs. Maybe some bacon.
Oh! Yeah, I love bacon.
What's for you?
Come on home now. My mama and papa are waiting for us at home in the barn.
Dear Mama and Papa, I'll be your mama.
Wax my board.
Where shall I go?
I'm gonna take you all home right now.
And spank me, huh?
I'm gonna whip your ass.
I just want to wax my board. You want to see me shoot my chew?
I want to see you shoot my chew, baby.
For no particularly good reason to wax my board, I have a completely fucked up microphone. So if you can actually hear this in the background, you're doing well. Reverend Two Sheds, ladies and gentlemen. A real reverend from England, or somewhere in that vicinity. He's a real reverend, and he has two sheds, simple as that, with Wax My Board.
Dreamer. With military recruitment down and the need for soldiers greater than ever, some say it's time for the military to change its policy of barring homosexuals from enlisting. Well, joining us today from the Pentagon is General Robert McBrayer. Thank you for coming.
My pleasure, Brandon.
General, the military has been easing restrictions on enlistment in almost every area, on criminals, older veterans, even those with serious medical conditions. Why not gays?
Gay people are different, Brandon. Under no circumstances can we put America's homosexuals in danger.
But homosexuals themselves are demanding the right to serve their country in a time of war.
The gays of America are the only group left untouched by war. They're special, pure and rare, like a gleaming diamond or a snow-white colt. We must protect them.
Well, has this always been the goal?
It has been the solemn oath of every man in uniform to lay down his life in defense of America's precious, precious homosexuals.
How many soldiers' lives is the life of one gay man worth?
7.
General, tell us about the don't ask, don't tell policy, which many see as discriminatory.
The reason we instituted that policy was because we knew we would never be able to keep out all the gays. To know that any of them managed to enlist and put themselves in harm's way, it would break our hearts. All of the top commanders. No, we love them too much.
So you're saying that the military's entire purpose is to fight so that homosexuals don't have to?
Nor should their fragile psyches be subjected to the horrible sights that occur on the battlefield. Their pure minds should be reserved for thoughts of man-on-man or woman-on-woman romance.
Well, thank you for clarifying this very sensitive issue for our viewers, General McBrayer.
My pleasure. God bless America and her gays.
Twenty-four hours ago.
Wanna be sedate.
Dead.
Nothing
two,
to do. Nowhere.
Two.
I
wanna be sedate.
Dead. Just yet.
Yeah,
to airport.
And put me on.
A plane. Hurry.
Before
I
go.
Say.
I can't control
my
fingers.
I can't control
my
brain.
Oh.
24 hours ago.
I
wanna be sedated.
Nothing
two,
to do. Nowhere.
Two.
I
wanna be sedated.
Just
put me in
a wheelchair
and
put me
on
a plane. Hurry.
Before
I
go
insane.
I can't control
my
fingers. I can't control
my
brain.
Oh.
24 hours ago.
I
wanna be sedated.
Nothing
two,
to do. Nowhere.
Two.
I
wanna be sedated. Just
put me in
a wheelchair
and
get
me
to
the show.
Hurry.
Before
I go. I can't control
my
fingers. I can't control
my
toes.
Oh. 24 hours ago.
I
wanna be sedated.
Nothing
two,
to do. Nowhere.
Two.
Oh.
I wanna be sedated. Just put me in a wheelchair and get me to the show.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Before
I go, I can't control my fingers. I can't control my toes.
Oh, 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 oh. Ba, 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 ba.
I
wanna be sedated. That, ba, 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 that, that.
I
wanna be sedated. Ba, 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 ba.
I
wanna be sedated. Ba, 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 ba.
I
wanna be sedated.
Yeah, Joey Ramone,
we miss
you.
In other words, you'll be ahead instead of behind. Hello?
Thank you.
opportunity knocks. Fool the people twice. Come home in a box. You're always in all kinds of trouble. Let me come over and take command. If I could be your cerebral cortex, why could you be my left hand?
You just heard a band called December Remember from, I think they're out of the Portland, Oregon area, which sounds like a pretty good area to be in right now. Beats the hell out of being the sweaty armpit of the United States that we call the Bible Belt. Damn. And somewhere in there you heard Robert Tilden shit his pants, the Onion News on gays in the military, and a band called Opera Noir. The band sounds almost just like Typo Negative, in my opinion, which is, that's a good thing. I'm sure they don't want to hear that, but I'm sure they're not actually listening. Coming up next, a little something I whipped up in tribute to Frank Zappa, and then nothing. This is the end, folks. Episode 3 is coming up next. Stay tuned, and God bless you wherever you are. Fred Pruitt.
Frank Zappa, I realize you've spent a good deal of your professional life enjoying outraging people.
Some women like violent sex, and I think that they have a right to hear about it.
We think this subject matter is totally inappropriate, and that's why we're making a fuss.
We know that once a person is perverted, it is practically impossible for that person to adjust to normal attitudes in regard to sex.
I met her in a hotel lobby masturbating with a magazine.
Unslap my face, the way you gag me, the way you give me pain.
And some of them are kind of disgusting.
I mean, if it looks like censorship and it smells like censorship, it is censorship.
The music industry has sold out the singers, the songwriters, and the retailers by bending over for you guys and voluntarily putting on any kind of a sticker.
Okay.
If you want to get in on this, you've got to push her.